He said, therefore, in verse 3, therefore shall the land appall. It shall mourn, it shall cry. It's not this generation mourning. It doesn't even know what it's crying for. It shall appall, and everyone that dwells therein shall languish. They shall be amal, they shall be weak. That's what language, it's a weak generation. It's a generation without the substance and the strength of Yah. That's why you find yourself weak. He told Yahushua, you be strong and be of courage. You go in and possess. We don't know how to be possessors of the Inat, the Torah, truth of Yah. That's why we are languishing. We are weak. We have no strength. The word of Yah doesn't give us assurance because of that uncircumcised nature we have. Aral. We have not allowed the sword to cut us. And when it cuts us, we began to refute it. We become very hostile. We become shaltan. We oppose it and resist it. That is not what Yahweh wants, brothers and sisters. We've got to have a trickle of a flow in this dry land. Because if you don't, when you mourn, if there is nothing to drink, you're going to languish. You never cry to the point where you become physically weak. So you need a fresh drink of water. Hallelujah. He said, you're going to languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of Hashemayim. Yes! The fish of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive. He says, Pastor Roberts, he said, you brothers, he said, don't even strive. Don't even strive for masteries. Don't even strive against one another. He said, nor reprove another. Why? That is mind-boggling for Yah to say this now. He said, now reprove another, for your people are engaged in controversy like those striving with a Kohen. He said, they are engaged in the controversy with you, Yah. They oppose, they resist Torah, and just like those striving against the Kohen, well, Pastor Lamas, I don't see why it can't be. Well, just give me an answer why. Show me why. Tell me. That's what he's talking about right here. Damnable hypocrite. It's a wicked generation. I've had you all to do that with me, all right? It's not that you won, okay? You didn't win. I just saw your juvenileness and your immaturity, that's all. You haven't won one bit at all. No, you didn't. Well, just show me why. Well, okay, here's the book, Mr. Preacher. Show me. Show me where it says that there. Where it says this about my son, about daughter, about my... Show me. He said, you have a controversy in the Torah. Yah says, I have a controversy with my people. He said, I have a deposition in the Torah against you, and we're going to get this thing right. We're going to go to the Torah and see what Torah says. He says, there's the people that strive. That's what strive against the priest, the Kohen. He said, that's how my people really are striving against him. He said, therefore, listen, therefore shall you fall. Shall you fall, be brought low. You're going to come down. And this is a generation that's fallen. Your countenance has fallen. Your hava for Yah has fallen. Your esprit unto Yah has fallen. Your desire for Yah has fallen. Your passion has fallen because of your own wickedness, striving against Yah, opposing Yah, because you shaltan, you resist his truth. And if you have the ru'ah of Yah, you will not resist his truth. You have the spirit of man, and the spirit of man teach you your corrupt, damnable ways. The spirit of Yah will teach us the ways of Yah. The spirit of man, no man knows what a man can do or the ways of man unless the spirit of man teaches him. And so it's the spirit of a man that teach you your corrupt ways. It's not the ru'ah of Yah. For the ru'ah of Yah teaches us the ways of Yah. Teaches us the instructions of Yah. So he has a controversy. He said, therefore you shall fall in the day, and the Nabi also shall fall with you in the night. And I will destroy, is that what he says? I will domine, almost as we in the world in the days, slang terminology, we would say, I'm going to dog you, man. And that meant you're going to destroy someone. We will say that I'm going to dog you. And Yah says, I'm going to Dorman. I'm going to destroy. I'm going to destroy your Imah. There's nothing like the words of the Imah, the mother. Because she has a law that she teaches from birth. She teaches the law. Well, today's Imah, they are not even Imah mothers or mammies. You don't find them. From her bosom comes the Torah of the child. And the strength of that Torah comes from the Avat. And the men today are effeminate and weak as hell. Torah. Torah. And so the strength of the Torah is not substantiated, and you find a twisted, damnable, twisted-minded child. They will not hear anyone. Hallelujah. Get upset. Well, that's all right. I love opposition. I am a true warrior. Are you boasting? No. I make my boast in the fear of Yahweh. So I will speak what he says. This brother calls me yesterday. He said, Pastor Robert, I know you don't need encouragement. I said, yes, I do, brother. He said, because with the boldness and the way you speak, what Yah's put in you, those are the words that assure you. But brother, I need you to assure me that this is what Yah intends for you to hear. Certainly I need that. And so I'm a warrior with great boldness because I have the fear of Yah and I boast in that. I don't fear what man can say, what he can do to me, how he opposes me, how he rejects me. It makes no difference at all. I have no compunction with that. I will not lose 1 ounce of sleep whether you reject me today and turn the next hour. I have no problem with it. No! I will not languish. I will not become weak. I will not give up on you. I will not! Hallelujah. Only a coward turns in the midst of battle. I want warriors around me. I don't want cowardly men and women. I want those, if in that system of bringing the Gatorade. Another but preparing that. Another but preparing the victuals for the man to eat. Hallelujah. We may fight the battle against the opposition of Yah. I'm going to fight it until I die, until there is nothing left in me. And I'm not going to change my approach. I'm not going to change my vociferousness. I'm not going to change for anyone. No one. You know, I told you all about the man that told me don't use the word faggot and all that. And I told him that in hell, wicked man, you're going to lift your eyes. He began to write me back. I said, what are you writing me for? You don't have to write me. Tell me you're doing fine. I just want to write you, tell you I love you. Matt, and I said to him, I will not stop using the word faggot. This is a faggot generation. Nothing but a piece of wood and nothing. Faggot weak generation. I said, you will not tell me what words to express in my grammar, in the vernacular. It's part of our vernacular. I said, we're not allow you to do it. Period. So he writes me back and says, I just wanted to say, I love you, Pastor Roberts. I'll have to wait on that kind of love, all right? Hallelujah. He listens because there's nothing else out there to listen to. Will you think that you have it all? No, that's not it. I believe that there are men out there that are very dynamic and much more than this man could ever want. But because their voices are not heard, you got dogs out there, the T.D. Jakes, the snakes, the hen hound hunting dogs. These are the ones. This is what they want to hear. That's why Yeremiah says, to whom shall I speak? Who am I speaking to? Because we oppose Yah, so we resist him. You say, you're not talking to me. You never sat there and say, I know he's talking to me. I know he's throwing that at me. So who am I talking to? Who was he talking to? Who was Yeremiah talking to? Who was he talking to? Was he talking to the Philistines? Was he talking to Israel? Was he talking to Yehuda? Well, so I'm talking to Israel and Yehuda. He said, who are these words for? Who do I talk to? Because this is a generation that raised hell. Who is he talking to? I know he's saying that to me. Well, when Yah tells us what's in us, who is he talking to? Is he not telling you what's in you? Is he not telling you that? You sit here in an adulterous mind, and he says, Jezebel, you've been committing adultery. I know he's trying to throw that at me. Well, who is he talking to? It's such a stupid generation. We are an ignorant generation. We don't want to think that we are ignorant. We are not learned people. That's why he had to send teachers in. And those that will teach us the way. Hallelujah. Because we have no honor for them, we can't receive what they say. That's why Yeremiah had to weep the way he did. No honor today. A man of Yahweh without honor except in his own country, those that are from the same birthright and the same birthplace that he's from. If they're not from Jerusalem, they're not going to receive him. If they're not from Zion, they're not going to receive him. That's just the truth. Well, who do you think he's talking to? Well, I know he's talking about my son, about my daughter. Well, then you must have that in you, Jezebel. Man, it must be in you. You wicked thing of hell. Well, I know he's talking about my mama because I told him that. No, it's not what you told me. It's just the truth. Y'all's talking about it. He's telling you about the wicked, wicked thing. You try to make them right. Woe unto you. They call evil tough and tough evil. Bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter. You rail against a brother and you embrace the wicked. I don't care if it's your son, your wicked daughter. You will kiss the wicked with a deceitful kiss. That's what they kiss you with. And yet you kiss the brothers and sisters with a deceitful kiss. You an abomination. You're a vile thing unto Yahweh. He's talking to me, well, sure I am. And don't take one word back. Hallelujah. Sure I'm talking to you. You are an abomination unto Yahweh. You're a vile, detestable, stinking dog. He's not changing. That's why he got a controversy with Israel. Sure, he does. Hallelujah. Verse 5, verse 6, he says, my people. If you don't consider yourself the people of Yah, but he said, my people are doman for the lack of knowledge. Because you have ma'as, you have rejected, when one rejects something, they despise it. When someone tells you something, you despise them telling you that, don't you? And you have literally hated your brothers and sisters because they have told you something that was right. I like it when you're quiet like that. Then it lets me know that the sword is taking its course. Hallelujah. Then it lets me know I'm on the right track. I'm talking to, as Yah says, my people. My people are domang. They are dog. They are destroyed because they lack knowledge. Because you have rejected ma'as, despised knowledge. He says this now. He said, I will also reject you. That you shall be no Kohen, you shall not bring the priestly offering unto me. Why? Seeing, this is why we are destroyed and rejected. Seeing, understanding, you have forgotten the Torah of Yahweh, your Abba. He said, I will also forget your children. Now, he said that they have forgotten what the Torah. Is that what it says? Come on, hear somebody. He said, you have forgotten the Torah, the law, the Torah of Yahweh, your Abba. You have forgotten that. He said, because you have forgotten the Torah, and our forefathers and their fathers have forgotten the Torah, and because of that, he said, I have rejected, I have forgotten, I have even thrown your children out of my mind. And that's why they're given to every kind of vile thing it is, every kind of corrupt thing. Every kind of undisciplined law. Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you something. Whatever you impart, you Ima, is a vital role you have from your bosom. Yeshua is the living Torah of the bosom of Yah. And Ima, you have a bosom whereby the baby lies there to get the life strength that it needs. Not only is the milk the life strength, but what comes out of the rev that you imparted into them. Now we become such a damnable, lazy, slothful generation. You don't have time to talk to them, to instruct them, to work with them, and you produce nothing but an infidel. I don't care if you don't like it. Hallelujah. And of course, we want to blame someone else, though. Someone caused my son to do that, or my daughter. Ah, honey. Yeah, Yah says, because you have forgotten Torah. You've gotten the Torah of the discipline of the home. You've gotten the Torah. You've gotten slack with that one. Well, I don't want to be too hard on it. Yah is an austere Abba. Who could have been any harder than he was on Yahshua HaMashiach? And he gave his back to that stake to be bruised for us. And yet, he took great displeasure in that. He took great displeasure in that. It pleased him. It pleased him. It pleased him for unappreciative, degenerate people. My people. The smiting of his left. My people are destroyed. Because you lack sufficient understanding. That's the reason why. Because you forgot the Torah. And this Jezebel whore we call the church, she's done a magnificent job to take Torah strength from us. They deal with emotions. It's not the power of Torah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't bring the revival of Yah to one's left. The great works of Yah, when Miriam saw what Yahweh had done, she took a timbrel and she began to dance. And believe me, she wasn't slutting down like a hoe out at Fifth Avenue Club. No, she wasn't. Only thing you need to do in these whole houses today is begin to beat the drum. That alone will make you move. A man like me that will express this kind of truth will become very dormant. And they are bidding for the time. And all that, they want their preacher man to sit that man down. They don't want to hear what he has to say. Who is he speaking to me? Well, certainly, if you are Yah, my people, he speaks to my people. That's all Yahweh speaks to my people. He speaks to my people. So when he speaks to my people, his people, he's telling you what's in you. And so the man of Yah that is led by the Ruah, when he speaks something, he's telling you, you're missing the mark. You're far from him. You're not in Yahweh's bosom. You may do it with your conniving ways, but that's all right. It's going to be revealed. What's done in secret is going to be heralded on the housetop. Yah wants everyone to know it. You know, he gave me a scripture that I see why he gave me that. That just made sense what I said. And I'll preach it one day. Hopefully. I began to research what, when y'all put something in my lap, brothers and sisters, I go to the book. I'm not lazy when it comes to that. And that is the truth. I don't need to sit around and sleep. I get sleep. I revive. Because I have my rest in HaMashiach. Hallelujah. I was talking one day to the brothers. I said, Brother Dale, we were talking. I said, if I get a 10 minute nap, I'm ready to go for another 10 hours. I don't need to sleep 2 or 3 hours. It's a wicked generation. It's a vile generation. Hallelujah. He said, my people are destroyed. They are doman. They're destroyed for they like. They do not have the sufficient of knowledge because you have rejected, you have ma'as, you have despised knowledge. And we despise the truth of ourselves. Knowledge is always based on the truth of Yah. We despise the truth of ourselves. We don't want anyone to tell us that. He said, I will also reject you because, and you shall not be Kohen unto me. Seeing you have rejected the Torah, Yahweh, your Abba, I will also forget your children. This is a generation that is Torahlessness. It has no life of Torah. Has no government at all. Because everyone does what one wants to do. No one can tell no one what to do. Even among Yah's people. You don't want to hear nothing that instructs you. You can sit here with your hypocrisy and your straight facedness, but you don't want no one to tell you. You get angry. And because you have respect a person that you may listen to this one for a while, until you oppose what that one says or you resist it, it shows such an abominable depraved mentality and spirit that is in you. It's not in the one that instructs, because the one that is pure, when one is pure, everything is pure when someone says that to them. It makes no difference what it is. It's pure. For those that are undefiled and I believe in, there's nothing pure. And those that are uncircumcised and have an ear, they cannot hear. And when they cannot hear, they cannot be corrected. And when they cannot be corrected, they cannot be disciplined. And when they're not disciplined, they walk in their own stupidity and ignorance. That's why the kids are killing one another. That's why this nation, the young girls are given over in every kind of sexual impurity there is. That's why the men call them these young punks, that they're not men. Forgive me, yeah. These young punks call them what they are because they carry themselves that way. You believe me? If one of those punks saw a woman, a young lady that has the disciplines of Yah, she's not trying to show her ass, and I say it that way. Yeah? He sees something there that is honorable and redeemable. And I guarantee you, not to tell him nothing, he will honor her, he will respect her. But one want to show us her naked ass like a Jezebel, he's going to call her just what he is, because that's what the bitch out there does, or dog does. Her ass is uncovered. Oh, I know my choice of superlative may be strong, but that's all right. This is a hard-headed generation. That's what it is. And so that's why the mammy's bomb dress is so tight, you can see the print of it. You can see the crack line. Come on here, hypocrites. And so the boys just wear theirs down to their shoestrings. Hallelujah. What a friend I have in Yeshua. I will speak the word of Yah. I will not be intimidated, because Yeshua rests in my bosom. This is how the world has trained them to resist Torah, laws, disciplines that brings the beauty of one. How do your tight dress boy with your pants down to your buttocks? There's no beauty in that. Hallelujah. To show the beauty of the character and the expression of Yah. That's what he wants. That's what his Torah does. That all creation can see the beauty of Yah in this earthly thing. And creation you will hear the winds even sing. You will even see the stars dance. Hallelujah. What it sees in man is a corruption. It destroys everything. We that call ourselves Yisrael, we're destroying everything. He said he's going to destroy those that destroy the earth. And we are earthly vessels, are we not? Earthly tabernacle. We're destroying the tabernacle of Yah. He's going to destroy you. Did he say he's going to destroy them? Because they rejected him, he's going to dull them. In my day, when you got perturbed with someone, you would say, man, I will dog you. And that was, if they did not have the veracity or the fortitude to battle you, they understood what that meant. I will, man, look, I will dog you, man. I will dog you out. When you say you will dog them, it was beyond hurt. Don't even go that way, man. I will dog you. And Yah says, I'm going to domain. Hallelujah. Even the ignorance of man, how even the sense of the Aramaic or the Hebrew vernacular, how even in the slang terminology and words, we don't even know, because we just don't know. He said, I will domain. He said, I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to destroy you. We don't have the proficiency of the knowledge of Yah because we resist Torah. And the reason we resist it because we're stiff-necked. Don't tell me about me. Don't speak about my wife, my husband. Well, if he's an effeminate man, I'll speak about him. She's a rebellious Jezebel, I'll speak about her. But that's my child. I know you haven't given it up. That's why you've lost it. Yahshua in the prayer, he said, Yah, you lost not except the son that was petitioned for hell. He kept them all. Yahshua did not lose one of them. Not one. You lost them because you're full of perdition and predicament. You're not full of the Torah of Yah, that law from your bosom will flow into them. You're full of unlawfulness and an unlawly practice. A lawless practice. Because your mind is lawless. We need the perfect mind of Yahshua. Hallelujah. Were you here to condemn us? No, your own wicked heart has condemned you. And if that condemns you, Yah is greater than that thing you call a heart. If that thing condemns you, woe unto you. We'll destroy because we've turned away from Torah. Torah of Yah has no relevance to us. We don't have a love for, an affinity for Torah. We don't want to be taught the Torah of Yah. That's why these whole houses don't want to be taught the Torah. You go there to that whole house, T.D. Jakes, Jimmy Swagger, tell them that the Shabbat of Yah, you must keep that. They will raise hell with you. They will reject you. You tell your kin folks that, well, and they can't show you nothing in Scripture where it says that. Well, every day is a Sabbath. You don't rest every day, hypocrite. You work 5 days a week. And on the Shabbaton, you are running around busy. We have our Shabbaton. We have our rest in Yeshua. Even when we are working, we have our rest in Yeshua. Because we're not resting on our leaves or our laurels. We're resting on what has already been done and the finished works. That's what we rest upon. And when we feel weary, we can rest upon the finished works. Hallelujah. So we won't falter. We won't fall. We won't become weak. We will not become despondent and disillusional. That's why we are disillusioned, because we're not resting upon what is already laid down. You're trying to lay down something. And what you lay down is nothing. It must be based upon His Torah. He said, because you, seeing you have forgotten the Torah of your Abba, the discipline, the government, the instructions, He said, I will forget your children. That's what Yahweh says. He either told the truth or he's a liar. And we know by his immutability, by two immutable things, by his brit, his covenant with man, and the assurance of that covenant, Yeshua, he cannot lie. His Torah, he cannot lie. He cannot go back. He cannot. Not at all. He's going to judge us. We cannot reject his Torah. We cannot reject the life of Torah. Yeshua is the life and the strength of the Torah. You cannot become adversarial unto Yah, your mind, adversarial. You become an adversary against him. And you know your mind is adversarial when you began to say, well, I'm not going to take that. I don't like that. And you rage in your folly and your stupidity. I don't like what was said. Pastor, I don't like that. Now you're not going to talk about it. I've had them to get up, leave. All of that is not of Yah. Realize the stiff-neckedness and the wickedness you walk in. You don't realize that. You don't understand. He said you destroy because you lack knowledge. And the only way you're going to receive knowledge, you must be able to hear. How can you hear unless you have one that declared this? And they must preach. There's one thing, as loud as I talk, it will wake you up. Well, that sound sometimes ringing in my ear, that's all right. At least something is ringing. Hallelujah. Except gossip. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to finish all this. There's so much to this. I do want to read this in Echa, Lamentation, the tears of Jeremiah. Echa, Lamentations chapter 1. I will get back to this, all right? I will, brothers and sisters. I was showing someone over there, I got so many messages that I want to preach. But every time I sit down, there's something different. And I want you all to hear. I'm not standing here perspiring the way I am. You all are all calm, collective. You don't perspire. The energy is gone when I leave from here. For us to have some kind of little thing that we call a fairy tale, a chachanity, I'm not here for that. The tears of Jeremiah, Lamentation chapter 1, I want to begin reading. He says here in verse 1, as he deals with this miserable state of Israel, Jerusalem, the seat of the Ruah of Yah, where the ministering spirits, Ruah of Yah, go, that they go out. You began to look at the miserable state of Jerusalem because of the stiff-neckedness and the stubbornness and the uncircumcised nature of a house. He says, because of this, there will be a just consequence for your sins of defiance unto Yah. He says, how does the city sit solitary, alone? There you that love to be alone. Jerusalem to Zion is the same. It's just another name. When Yah used Zion, it's the place of what praises and worship. It is the praises of the city of Jerusalem. That was full of people. How has she become a widow? Place of beauty of the Ruah of Yah the administration of Yah, how she become a widow? She that was great among the nations and princes among the provinces, how is she become a tributary? How has she become faint and empty and lifeless? How have the gains overtaken her? That is what that means. It is actually mass, gains. And we have the gains today, don't we? Sure, in every nation, the gains of religious prostitution. These whores, the Baptist whore, she prostitutes the Methodist. Don't you know that for the last 25 years in the Southern Baptist, the conservatives have ruled. And now they have what they call a moderate. In the, I think his name is Page, it may be. I was reading the article. And so the big issue with the Southern Baptists is that they're losing membership to the Pentecostal. And they got 45% of the Baptist, Southern Baptist boys that believe in speaking in tongues. Hey, ta 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 pa 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 po. They believe in that. But there's no edification to it. I believe in the speaking in, of the Ruah of Yah. But the tongues of Yah, there should be someone and there should be us that desire to interpret because of us speaking a thousand tongues and there is no interpretation. It means nothing. It's not an edification unto the body of HaMashiach. So if I'm going to pray in the Ruah of Yah, I pray in my secret closet, and they have taken these attributes that they think are beneficial and they have marked them. So they say we're losing membership to the Pentecostals. So we got to do something. And so what we're going to do, we need to stop trying to say that scripture is literal. That is such a damnable mentality. When Yah said, thou shalt not murder, does he mean that? Is that literal? He means that. And the reason they don't understand certain things in the renewed covenant because they haven't gone back to the Torah, to the Bereshit to understand, yeah. When he tells you don't commit adultery, is that literal? It's literal, isn't it? Hallelujah. It's literal. What he means is literal. But they believe in the literal account that he destroyed the first world, don't they? That's literal, wasn't it? When the fire came down on Sodom and Gomorrah, was it literal or was it just this mythical little storyline? What an ignorant generation. It's a stupid generation. It's full of wickedness. They have forgotten the Torah, brothers and sisters. And that's why they have no knowledge of Yah. And when you forget the Torah in your daily life, in your daily walk, the Torah, the life of this truth, of this government of Yah, in the praises of Yah, in the exaltation of Yahshua, it rises from that inward tabernacle. Light began to shine on it. The light of Yahshua began to shine on that what is written in you. That's what it is. The light of Yahshua began to shine on that what is written in you. It began to be amplified and the light of it. It began to cause you to rejoice in the gladness and the happiness and the shalom of Yah feels one. When you're not walking in that kind of Ruah because the light of Yah is not, the light of HaMashiach is not there to shine on it. I don't take it back. Mean what I say. Hallelujah. He says here in verse 2, she weeps sore in the night. She cries on her bed. She weeps. And this is a weeping nation today. Not for its sins, for its lusts. Hallelujah. They weep sore in the bed at night. And her tears are on her cheek among all of her lovers. She has none to comfort her. All of those that she thought were her lovers, they don't comfort her. All the things that you thought that you loved. Oh, honey, I love my house. You've heard people say that. I just love my car. Baby, I love it. I love my job. They say that. Sure they do. I love my dog. All of your lovers. Not any of them are going to comfort you. All of her friends have dealt treacherously, bogged. They have dealt with deceit and lies. They have dealt treacherously with her. They have not been faithful. They have been faithless with her. And she has and they have become her enemies. The spirit of uncircumcision is an enemy of Yah. But what is not circumcised in heart, they will become your enemies. I don't care if it's your daughter, your mama, your daddy. It means nothing at all. To be a friend of the world, you're definitely a friend of Yah. To be a friend of the world, you're a friend of Yah, you're an enemy. adversarial. You got an adversity with you. Yehuda is going into captivity because of affliction. And because of great servitude, she dwell among the heathens. Because she's bound. Because she has to pay for her cars and her finery of life, she's bound. She's bound. She's not free. She works to please her masters. She finds no rest. She can't even get rest at night. Come home from work, your back hurting, your body's hurting. You got a press? That's all right. It's still the truth. All her persecutors overtook her between the straits. The way up to Zion do mourn. Because none come to her solemn feast or her moedim. All now her gates are desolate. Her Kohen, they sigh. Her virgins are afflicted because they don't think they're going to get a husband, or they're waiting on this false reality of what a husband is. And she is bitter. She is in bitterness, Mara. Her adversaries have become the rulers. The uncircumcised have become the rulers. And we are people that are controlled by the uncircumcised. The heathen generation. They control your time. That shouldn't be. That's the reason why, because we have not given heed to the Torah, the government of Yah. Your adversaries have become your rulers. The uncircumcised. Hallelujah. Her enemies prosper. Those that are uncircumcised, the stiff neck, that resist the Torah of Yah, they prosper. For Yahweh has, look at this, he has Yagog, he has afflicted her. Why? He has caused great sorrow for the multitude of what? Her transgressions. We are afflicted. You are afflicted because of your transgressions. Multitude of her transgression, and her children are gone into what? Captivity of who? Of the enemy. Those that even oppose Yah, her children, have gone under captivity to the enemy. Because you oppose Yah. Because you've given rule unto the uncircumcised. Those that are adversaries of Yah. And the adversary of Yah is one that is an uncircumcision. They are on the uncircumcised heart and mind. They cannot hear Yah. This world cannot hear what Yahweh speaks. On your job, they mock you if you call the name Yahweh. You talk about the things of Yah, they will ostracize you. And you are intimidated and afraid. You are in the midst of this Jezebel, this whore. It's one thing that a whore knows, that all of her clientele, they're weak. Sure she does. Every man that goes to a whore, she knows that that's a weak, effeminate, unsure man. He has no securities. And that's why they can dominate them. When a man goes to a whore, because he is weak. When a man goes outside the premises of his marriage, he's a weak man. Period. He is weak. Oh, he can look as strong as a bull. He's a weak thing. When he goes outside of the Brit of Yah, he's a weak man. And when we go outside of the Brit Milah, of the covenant of Yah, through circumcision, then we're weak. That's why we fall back to the weak and beggary elements of the world. So when he defied the very order of Yah, because he's a weak, insecure, punkish, effeminate man. And the whore knows that. As she wrapped him around her finger, he knows that every man in town can buy the whore, and he still buys her. You tell me that's not a weak, effeminate thing? It's not even a man. It's not even a boy. That's what he is. He's insecure. He's not sure. He's weak. That's what he is. And if he realized he had a helpmeet there to help him meet the actual responsibilities of Yah, then he would be a strong man with vibrant strength that is due from him. He said, your children, they've gone into servitude. The wicked, the enemy overrules them, or they're under the captivity. Verse 6. He says, and from the daughters of Sion, or Sion to Zion, all of her beauty is departed. Her princes are become like hearts that find no pasture. They have gone without strength before pursuer. There is nothing like a deer or beast running, and that thing has a pursuer. We have a pursuer, the enemy. What is the enemy? Well, the friendship of the world of our mind that pursues us. And because we don't eat from the pasture of Yah, we eat from these damnable, filthy tables of puke and vomit, we get weak in the process of pressing on. And the first thing we say, I don't know what I want to do. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to leave my wife. I'm just going to leave. The first thing you want to do is leave. That's the truth. I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave my husband. I'm going to leave. That's what we say. I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave Yah. And your own mind pursue you. What weakness? I'm going to draw this whether you love me or not. Hallelujah. Are we my people of Yah? Then we don't want to be destroyed, do we? So I will feed you what's in the book. Hallelujah. The daughters, the beauty is gone. There's no beauty in the women today. It's so superficial. Botox, titty tuck, fanny, fat cut out. No beauty there. Hallelujah. And the men today, they want to be as feminine and soft looking as the women. Sure they do. No strength at all. Jerusalem, remember in the days of her affliction and as her miseries, all the pleasurable thing that she had in the days of old. When her people fell into the hands of the enemy and none did help her, the adversary saw her and did mock her at her Shabbats. See, the enemy will mock you at the Shabbatons of Yah. Well, why do you do that? Them folks, they are in the bondage. That's what they say. And they are in the bondage. Yah said, your sons and daughters are sold into servitude. They're sold under the bondage of the enemy. And so the enemy mock you. Well, man, you can't take no day off. I need you here on that day. But Yah commands you to obey Him. Jerusalem has grievously, not just sin now. They have grievously sinned. Therefore she is removed. All that honor her despise her. Because they have seen her nakedness. Daughters of Zion, young men. I want to tell you something. This has a practical application as well. When Jerusalem nakedness was seen, her worship of idolatry and gods and pagan ritualism, even her enemies despise and say she's a weak thing. The one that delivered her, she has no strength. When a young boy, a punk, sees your nakedness, he will always disrespect you. It is only when he sees your covetousness and your clothed mind and the clothed spirit, he will honor you. He will. Once he exposes your nakedness, he knows that you're nothing more than anyone else. I don't care if it's one time or never again. He knows that there's nothing there. He knows it. You keep yourself covered. That's why the enemy got these little whores out here today. They're naked. They're naked like dogs. They wear pants so tight, it's abominable. I don't even see how comfortable they can get in them. And so these faggot men, they design dresses, you lazy mamas, you learn how to sew and make your daughters dresses that cover their little bodies. I was telling Deacon Horn, Zerubbabel was telling me a little Haran, they had Sarai on the porch one day and letting it get cool, had a little dress off, and Haran, he came up there and he saw with that on, he says, Sarai doesn't have on any clothes. And so he stood there and he says, will you all put on some clothes, please? Matter of fact, she said, her mother said, if her legs are short, something like that, he'll get something. Put on a leg and say, Mama, cover your legs, cover yourself. He came to the house Wednesday night. And when I'm in my house, in my room, I dress a little different, all right? Because it's a little warm, so I wore something a little cool on. I don't wear shorts or nothing like that, but I wear a little t-shirt. And so he came to my office door and said, hey, Papa, and he looks at me. He didn't want to talk with me. So he tells his mama I couldn't talk to Papa because he was naked. He didn't have on any clothes. He should have been clothed. And so Yah says to your daughter, He doesn't want you to be unclothed. He don't want you wearing something so tight that your titty, you can see your nipple print on your titty. Come on, mamas. You itch them up a little higher, you're going to get higher and higher. Exposing your little selves. Wear garments that don't expose yourself. Same thing with you brothers. We don't want things that show our masculinity, what we made of. You made another one stinking flesh. So Jerusalem, even the assembly has become naked today. These dogs not going to say anything because they're not the true Jerusalem. He says, verse 9, her filthiness is in her what? Don't you see the filthiness in these Jezebels today? In these whole houses that they call themselves Jerusalem? Do you not see the filthiness? They come in there, they can't sit down. You daughters, you want to wear something so tight you can't hardly move in it? Don't you see the filthiness in your skirt? Don't you understand that the spirit of this whore age look at you, it looked at you and said, they can see the filthiness in your skirt. They can see the nakedness of your ass in your skirt. That's what they want to see. You got to talk hard to this generation like this. You don't understand nothing else. Your dress has to become in kodesh, clean unto Yah. Your body preserved for your husband, man. That he may enjoy the nakedness, the breasts of your youth. That he may take honor in your breasts. Not some pervert dog looking at you and saying, man, look at her filthiness. Look at her ass. Look at her. It's wrong. It's not of Yah. It isn't. Your mothers, you dress them that way. Your daughters, the one who dressed that way, it's a filthiness there. Her filthiness in her skirt. This is a metaphor of the mindset of a generation of a people, which you saw in Jerusalem. That's how the people respond. The filthiness in the skirt of Americans, isn't she? She loved to pull up her skirt. She loved to shake her butt out. She wanted everyone. Everything you see, they sell everything with a naked woman with her butt out. Do they not? They sell you everything. I don't care what it is. They sell it with a naked woman. I don't care what it is. Because they think they're bimbos. They think they're bimbos. That's what they think of the women. They think that they're literally bimbos. They say Paris Hilton, she is a news writer or one of these, what do you call the paparazzis? She is just a dream for them because she's such a bimbo. Her, Paris Hilton, and that, what's that other one? Ain't that little Jezebel, L-O-G-A-N, Logan, whatever name. They're bimbos. And they love it. People love to read about them bimbos. They call them bimbos. That's what they call them. Hallelujah. Let me finish up. Her filthiness in her skirt. That metaphor of Jerusalem is the expression of the people. She remembered not her last end, therefore her collapse were awesome. Her destruction was awesome. She has no comforter. O Yahweh, behold my affliction. For the enemy has magnified himself. Verse 10. The adversary has spread out his hand upon all her pleasant things. For she has seen that the heathen enter into the Kodesh place, whom Yahweh did command that they should not enter into his congregation. All her people sigh, they seek bread. They have given their pleasant thing for the meat to be received of a soul. See Yahweh, behold Yahweh, and consider, I am become vile, I am become filthy, Yah. The pleasant things of your fruitful knowledge, the enemy, my mind is an enemy against you, has robbed me of those pleasant things. That is what robbed you of the pleasant tree of Yah, your own mind. That carnal natural mind, which is an enemy, it is adversarial to the Torah of Yah, it despises it, it calls you all your unpleasurable events. I don't care what one does to you, I don't care how one reacts to you, you do what right, you do what the Torah teaches you. We need to cry like thy weed. I'm going to close that, but I want to read this before I close. Hallelujah. Let me read two scriptures. And we're going to close. I want to read this. Turn to Yeshaya. Isaiah 52:1. And I want to read 1 Samuel. Hallelujah. You know what I usually do? I generally have two pages of scripture. And I say, well, that's enough to take the people. I'll just pray about that. But when I began to express what the Ru'ah intends, I really could have just taken one scripture and gone that way, but I don't think that that's sufficient today. We need to have the line upon line and the precepts. I can't go with one scripture. I was not taught that way. Even Evangelist Hartsfield didn't even teach me that way, even in Christendom. I want to read this in Yeshaya 52 and 1. And this is the message to us that are in the kingdom age of HaMashiach. Awake, be revived, awake. Put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beauty, beautiful garment, O Jerusalem, the Kodash city of Yah. From henceforth, from this hour that we're in, listen, brothers and sisters, there shall no more come into you the uncircumcised and the unclean. Listen, brothers and sisters, the uncircumcised are not going beyond the veil into Jerusalem. That's why you're not going to get to that place of pure worship. You're not going to get to that place where there's a liberty to worship Yah. He said, from awaken now, awaken. For the uncircumcised, when one move into that kingdom dimension, not that trash that T.D. Jake teaches. When one moves into that kingdom dimension, he said, no uncircumcised is coming. No one, and no unclean thing. And Yokohan in the Revelation, Gilyana, he tells us, no unclean thing is going to enter into the city of Yah. And so we get into that realm of the true spiritual realm of Yah. No unclean, no uncircumcised thing is going to come in. I want to cry out like David says in Shamuel, 1 Samuel 17:26. When the enemies came against Israel, and Yah had raised up a standard. And David is the standard. He was the standard of the strength of the Torah, power of the life of Yah's Torah in a man. Because he obeyed. It says in 1 Samuel 17:26, and David spoke unto the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that knocketh or kills this vile Philistine, and take away the reproach, the scorn, the shame from Jerusalem? David cried, for who is this uncircumcised beast that they should defy the armies of Yahweh? Who is this uncircumcised thing? What is this uncircumcised thing in you that resists the army of Yah, the battle of the Ruah of Yah, the light of Yah, the lights of Yah that shine forth from your left and your mind? He said, who is this uncircumcised thing? Come on, brothers and sisters. What is this uncircumcised spirit? It tries to make you resist what Yah says. Resist the Torah. What is this unclean thing? You may come out with all of your fleshly attributes. That day we said, we're going to come in the name of our Abba. In the name of Yahweh, by the authority of Yahshua. By the will of the Ruah. We destroy you, Shatan. Go, devil. Go, devil. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to stop there. May Yah bless you. May Barak you. That's much more, but I'm going to stop there. May He strengthen you all. May He cause His Ruah to rest upon you. Bless you all that are listening, Brother Allen. Yah bless you. May He strengthen you today. Hallelujah. All you that are listening, our friends, wherever you are, Brother Ricky and all of you all. I did want to read this letter. I'll read it next week. Brother Ricky, he wrote us a letter for the brothers. As a matter of fact, I'll let Deacon Horn read it when he preaches on Wednesday. All right, brother. A letter that he wrote unto us. And it was another letter that another brother wrote. I'll wait on that. But may Yah strengthen you. May the word strengthen you. Oh, you that listen, we brought you today. We told Yah for your visiting our live stream today. May He enrich you and bless you all. Barak you all. May He strengthen you. And there's a young man, the one that wrote me the letter. Let me read this. It's not going to take but a minute. He says to me, Yahweh bless you. I thank you for your wonderful ministry. I don't have a ministry. I understand what the young brother said. Your wonderful ministry and work you are allowing Yahweh to do through you. It is a valuable blessing to me in this desert land. Truly, it is a spring in the desert. There's not too many like you in the world. I am 24 years old. Who is a shomer or observe the Torah of faith of Yahweh? Yahweh's ultimate salvation, Yahshua. I reside in Clayton, North Carolina, just outside of Raleigh. Unless there are more than one Jefferson, South Carolina, I believe the best way to get to you there is by Highway 95, Route 151. Exactly. Hopefully, if I can open up a dialogue between me and this ministry, I can come and gather for the various feast days. That would be a tremendous blessing. I currently assemble myself online at a set apart site known as Eliah.com. I know we used to be on his server on the Shabbat. So I wrote him back, the young man. He sent me a picture of him. He said, very handsome young man. Really, he really is. He writes to me, he said, may all the saints of Yahweh's sword be blessed by his word there. Bisham, or the name of Yahshua, in the name of Yahshua. Thank you kindly for your timely response. I do have a desire to fellowship on some of the various more of them. As the Ruah of Yahweh permits, I will keep in touch for the sake of support prayer and true Ahava. Just to give you a picture of what is before me. He said, I work full time. He goes to graduate school online full time. So he goes to graduate school. He must have his bachelor's degree or bachelor's of arts. Then he goes to graduate school online. And I'm just finishing up my first year, hallelujah, of learning and being Torah observant. It has been the best year of my life. I still reside with my parents, and Yahweh has not given me a job that pertains to my study yet. Nevertheless, he has given me much more and has planted my roots, see, in the Torah of liberty, which can only be had in Yahshua. I am still in dire need of his Ahava, but I do pursue shalom, his love, perfection, and righteousness. Bless you, my elder brother, until the next time, Yahweh willing, Hashem, Yahshua, in the name of Yahshua. He's a young man. He sent me a picture. I showed Sister Rob the picture of the home. I said, Sister Rob, look at this place here. I said, boy, you can tell this is kind of a richy looking place. It is, really. He said, it's a house. You can tell the inside. A very beautiful spirit on the young man. I simply enjoy that. The spirit of this young man. May Yah enrich him and strengthen him. He's supposed to come this weekend. He wants to get here early and be with us. So I told him he can come. I told him to send me a picture so I can see. I have folks send me a picture now before they come. So I'll know I can discern better just looking. I can. And so I can discern from the young man with sincere motive. He's a pure young man. He's not out there in the worldly. He's not there with the world. You can look at him. He's not a part of this world. He's not taken by it. Hallelujah. He really isn't. He really isn't. There are not too many men today. There are not too many men that even love Yah. And very few women as well that have a desire to please Yah. We've seen from this place that they've gone, they love the world. They love the things of the world. Your parents that have left, you indoctrinated them with worldly passion and desire. So they love the world now. They love the things. They don't love the things. This young man said, I love you. He still lived with his parents. He wrote me another letter. He said, Pastor, I'm still living with my parents. You can look at the young man and see the discipline. You see he doesn't cause his parents no hell or nothing like that. Hallelujah. See, if he'd have met me earlier, he would never be in college. But he finished college. He didn't graduate school online. But education has never given any man any strength. It doesn't create nothing. It creates a servitude mindset. You become servants, you become enslaved because it creates arrogance and haughtiness. It doesn't create nothing. It doesn't create no wealth at all. There's not a job in America that one cannot do if they won't apply themselves to understand what the tenets of the job is. It's just plain out stupidity. That's it. It's just a sign of their own arrogance. Look, I've got a car. That means nothing. Hallelujah. Shaul said, all I've learned, I counted this down. He gained the knowledge and the power of this revelation of this total truth. This young man said, the Torah is my strength. Hallelujah. This is what I love more than anything, the Torah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the Torah. He wrote another letter saying, when I come, I was baptized in Christianity. When I come, if you're baptized, me some of the brothers. So I may have Deacon Betty and Deacon Horn to baptize the brother when he comes. Hallelujah. He said, I don't care if you baptize me in the name of Yahweh Yahshua. I just want to be baptized. So if he's listening today, young brother, we will baptize you. Had the brothers to baptize him. Hallelujah. This is just a wicked generation. You don't find no one trained to love Yah. The parents trained them to love the world. It's sad. It's a heart-wrenching thing. And the children go astray, the wicked go astray from birth. They want to go the way of the world. And they train them that. They think that, oh, look, oh, honey. And they think their strength of the magnitude of their personality based upon some little damned up a piece of trash. I don't have nothing. I don't want nothing. I'm broke. I don't have no money. I don't want no money. I'm all right. You understand? I have no burdens. I'm not bowing down to the enemy. I'm not in service to the enemy. Well, if the brother, what happened if the brothers stopped working? Let them all stop working. We'll find out. Hallelujah. We say, are you praying? We say, I pray then, huh? We see whether Abba is able. Did he prepare a table for them in the wilderness? Okay then. That doesn't mean nothing to me. I sat down with Deacon Horn yesterday. We sat out there and I laid out all the money coming here. And he, man, that really, Pastor Robert. Really. I said, we average each person that we have. It's like $3 a day. I said, that's most people in the world live off $2 a day. That's poverty. You understand? The super poor people, poverty in which they live off $1 a day. And that's something they live off $2 a day. I said, brothers, and I said, dig it home. We live off $3 and my 30 cents. That's the truth. I said, I don't even count that what Sister Tracy gets and Mother Fran. I don't even count that. Period. But what we get with the brother is $3 a day. Come on, brothers and sisters. That folks live all day for $2. That's what they live off. And that's what the amount of people we have is $3 a day. Hallelujah. That's all right by me. I wanted to get it down to $1 a day. Less than that. And I said, even with that, no one is lacking, Deacon. No one's going to like him. I said, even when it comes down to that, no one will like him. I know it's the hand of Yah. I'm not going to train us for worldly appetite, and I'm not going to let that kind of spirit fester here either. I would do well. I don't care who it is. I'm not going to strengthen that here either. I'm not. And so they, look at all of them. They're going to the world. Look at them. They're going to the world. They love the world. Come on. So if there's something you find, I was thinking about this young daughter here. I want to tell you all something. Sister Horn, even though Sister Dot may not have agreed with things I said, it may upset, she never talked to me in a disregarding way. Even seeing her back again, she's never done that. Sister Horn has never talked to me that way. I don't care what it is. That's my daughter. She's never talked to me that way. A very humble spirit on her. What of honor. She's never. And the ones that have, their own children, they've all done that. This child has never done that. If anything, Sheena will call me Pastor Robert. She's never done that. It's the ones that who have talked their snag and smart mouth and got smart, and the youngest have done the same thing. It's not that I was fearful, brothers and sisters, because that doesn't mean anything to me. But it's sad. As the mother, so is the daughter. But because of that and their attitude, that the children have the same attitude. So tell me what the little heifers are doing. Nothing. Full of the world. Hypocrites don't want to give honor where honor is due, but I said that way. I ain't taking it back. No salvation. Don't you have babies out there and no husband? You got a husband, man, he ain't going to treat you wrong. That man treats you royal. You can say what you want to. He loves you in a way that you don't even know what love is. And you don't understand it now. His simple way and his unaggressive way. You hypocrites, you women, I know what I'm saying. I don't care what you like. It ain't because that's Elamon's son I'm saying that. Is it because of what I do know? Hallelujah. You'd be a mess. Hallelujah. That's what you would be. Period. It's all, they're going to hell. Because they love him? No, they ain't going to hell because they left him here. That's not why they're going to hell. Because they had no love for Yah. Period. That's why they're going to hell. I don't take it back. They love the world, they go the way of the world. You miss quick when the captain say, they going to tell her that. Now you're going to do it. Well, I don't want to do it. She's not going to do that. What they do? Put in the brig. 25 days. Well, they were put in jail. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing? They will learn obedience by the wicked. When it comes to Yah, there's no love. So you young daughters, you hold on to Yah. I will do right by you. You don't have to worry about me touching you. I'm going to let you get close enough for me to do that. I'm going to say things that can make you keep fear in your heart. For Pastor Robert. Sure I am. Sure. I don't want you to get comfortable with me. Because if I do that, I didn't mean to do that. Nah. I'm going to keep some fear. That's right. Well, he got that mean look on him. I intend to look that way. I intend to look that way. He can look the other way too. But I won't look that way at you. Hallelujah. You ain't gonna never get comfortable with me. Never. I will never allow you to do it. Hallelujah. Anything in my power, I'll do it for you. I mean that. I mean that with all my heart. I want to see you go out there the way of the dogs, pigs. Dog go back to his own vomit, the pig to the wallow. Nah. The wallow, the sins of the forefathers, they go back to that. I don't care whether you're mammy, your pappy, grandpa, idiot, and you serve Yah. No young folks love Yah today. Phew. Phew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's sad. Yeah, that saddens me on that. I still got that picture of all those kids. All the boys, I still got that. If anything, that's the only thing I have. And every now and then I look at that. One day I've been tempted to mark them all. I said, nah, I ain't do that. Every now and then I pull it out and I look at it and say, well, how sad. She wasn't here on the picture. She's the only one really. I don't think them two were on there. She's the only one. I give a damn what you say they're doing good. They're not doing good. They're doing wicked. For what you think. They're doing wrong. Doing every abominable thing there is. Wicked. They're going to be given over to every kind of vile thing there, to hell. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Come on, you all sing that song quickly. Then we're going to have something to eat. God bless you all. I love you. You that are listening, God bless you all. We love you all. Pastor Person there, Sister Mary, bless you all. There, Brother Martha, God bless you. Brother Henry, Brother Jerome James, all you that are listening. Brother Jerry, Brother Michael, Sister Michael, or wherever you're listening from, we bless you all. Our friends, our enemies as well, we bless you. Tori Yafoi. This is for you all. We're going to close with this song. Hallelujah. I just simply love it. We're going to open our left to Yah. Bless you all. Hallelujah. Everything I am is all I know.
all things we do, Barak you, Abba. Bless your people and strengthen them. Touch Brother Allen. Those that are listening to my live stream. We Barak you, Brother Rick and family. Daniel Lanton. Bless your people. Take them safely down the highways, wherever they journey. Protect us all this day and give us Shabbaton. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. We Barak you. Yeshua cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.